Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Sorry. It Feels Good is brought to you by South Shore Medical Center for all your primary care needs and more right here on the South Shore, South Shore Medical Center. Here when you need us. Hey, Ayla.
Yes.
What's good?
All right. What little girl out there didn't spend her days at summer camp making friendship bracelets? I know I did. Some were made with string. Some were made with the plastic stuff. Like, I know every girl knows what I'm talking about, and every guy does too, because all the girls spent their time at the picnic tables making bracelets the entire day. They were so fun. We'd give them to like our aunts and moms and grandparents and best friends. And I'm so glad that that tradition hasn't stopped, because there's a little girl in Chicago who's making bracelets to raise money in the fight against the ongoing pandemic. Her story is super cute, very inspiring. When Haley Orlinsky was just a baby, she was a patient in the neonatal intensive care unit at one of the children's hospitals in Chicago. And 7 years later, she's giving back to that very hospital that saved her life. And the idea to help all started at the beginning of the pandemic. She ran up to her room. She made one of those friendship bracelets that I told you about. And she told her mom that she wanted to sell the colorful rubber bracelets and raise money for the hospital. It takes her about 3 minutes to make each bracelet. And now she's made so many that she actually gets help from her younger sister, Ellie. The sisters sell them all around the world in order to raise money for personal protective equipment for the people at the hospital. And as of yesterday, when I was writing this story, she sold over 9,000 bracelets. I don't know where she finds the time. 7 years old, she's got schoolwork. She's making bracelets. 9,000 bracelets. Her sales have helped raise more than $37,000 for the hospital's COVID-19 relief fund. The first donation, this is super cute, and I can totally see my grandparents doing this. The first donation came from her grandparents. They donated $1,500 to get the party started. But then later, the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, bought a bunch of bracelets from the second grader in the colors of the Chicago White Sox, the Chicago Bears, and the Chicago flag. And that, of course, really got the word out. Tracy McCuster, the Associate Director of Community Engagement at the hospital, said, quote, "She's been an inspiration and a bright light for our staff, patient families, and community. We're so grateful for all of her hard work and support." 7-year-old Haley says that she wants to continue making these colorful bracelets until the pandemic is over. So, you know, I always have a conclusion at the end of these. Let this just be an inspiration for any young person who loves creating, to any adult who thinks that those crafting projects aren't worth the time. It totally can be, and it can actually make a difference. She thought she was going to just make a couple bracelets. She's raised $37,000 at 7 years old. So I wanted to share that story. That's where it feels good for today. We got $1,000.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.